KN4 VWA. Green GU, KN4 VWA. VWA mobile.
KN4 VWA, W4 DJW. Good morning.
How many hours have you been? Let me guess. Let's see. It's quarter of eight. You've been up for 3.5 hours?
I slept in this morning. I didn't get up till 6:09. That's really, really late for me. So, an hour and 30 minutes, something around that area. Anyway, my 70-centimeter communications radios came in yesterday. So I'm getting them programmed up now so I can get 900 megahertz all by itself from the FreeSky transmitter.
Will run the 70 centimeter dual with the 900 megahertz from out of the FreeSky?
The 70 centimeter will be telemetry. So that's ground station to multi-rotor. That's where are you, what's your power output, what you receive signal that you're in. That's all, hundreds of pieces of information about what's going on in flight. And then the command signals from the FreeSky radio will be 900 megahertz and 2.4 gigahertz, with the paying some attention this time to the orientation of the antennas so that they're in horizontal and vertical planes. So one's in horizontal and the other's in vertical, which I had them both in horizontal before. So things will just keep getting better.
Remember, you are running a dual transmit from the FreeSky, but that's 2.4 gigahertz and 900 megahertz, correct?
That's correct. And the other two frequencies are 5.8 gigahertz for video and 70 centimeters for telemetry. So two command frequencies using spread spectrum, frequency hopping, and that's 2.4 gigahertz and 900 megahertz. And then the other ones are... Oh, I was reading up on the 70 centimeter. Their frequency hop is in as well. And these are 500, it's a half a watt, 5 milliwatts, 500 milliwatts instead of 100 milliwatts, which the 900 was 100 milliwatts. So this gets a further range.
Now, wait a minute. Now, are you telling me that you can get the 80-mile range on that low of power?
Well, I don't know. Well, it depends on a lot of things. It's cloud burner, so it's not going to bounce off the ionosphere. It's going to go right through it. But line of sight, 70 centimeters, for example, I'll give you an example. Talking to satellites, they're a couple hundred miles away. Some of them 500, 600, 700 miles away, depending on what orbit they're in. And they have an uplink frequency, which is sometimes 70 centimeters, and a downlink, which is 2 meters. Or they can do it in reverse. And sometimes it's 1.3 gigahertz. So and you're going 200 miles on that because it's line of sight. And because it's cloud burner, it doesn't bounce off the ionosphere. It goes right through it, right? Because that's what 70 centimeters does. And 2 meters, for that matter, 70 centimeters does it better than 2 meters. So, yeah, you could go a few hundred miles. If you go into outer space, you can't wrap around the Earth, but you can go hundreds of miles out, direct line of sight.
Oh, a power. That's just amazing to me.
There are some people that use whole watts, like a 5-watt handheld to talk to the, when you listen to talk to the satellites, as that footprint comes over the Earth and it gets within their area, the footprint, which is the cone that is it's transmitting, and it transmits a footprint on the ground as it goes over. So, yeah, you can do, it's amazing. You don't need power. Power is not really a requirement. Power is something that can be added if you feel like you need it, but it usually causes more problems than it does solutions. Anyway, 70 centimeters is here, so now everybody has their own frequency on 4 different bands for 4 different functions.
It just seemed to me like that extra power would overcome stray RF.
Interference? Yeah, it does. It helps. You boost the power. It helps to cut through interference, but then they boost their power, and then you got to boost your airframe, and then it's an endless loop, right? Then you, I mean, unless you don't have any competition on planet Earth, then that's not a solution. And that's what the FCC has to deal with all the time, is you can't just keep bumping power. That's not the solution. What's a good analogy to that? Getting a bigger truck going down the road, getting a wider truck, taking up more lanes, taking lanes away from other people, and they get a bigger truck, and you get a bigger truck, and they get a bigger truck, and next thing you know, nobody's moving on the interstate.
I'm thinking more in terms of natural background RF interference. You know, not from other transmitters, but, you know, natural background interference, and that is out there.
You're talking about the leftover from the Big Bang? That background noise?
Well, harmonics from other transmitters, low power, you know, distortion waves, that type of stuff.
Well, that's one of the things that spread spectrum helps with, because now you're spreading it out across. Your frequency hopping, and it's doing it super fast. I don't know if you've ever watched a scope when you're frequency hopping. But it's going on, so, I mean, you're just spending a few milliseconds on each one, so when your eye looks at the spectrum, it looks like they're all transmitting at the same time. So, yeah, there might be somebody over there that's doing something on one of them, and it might blank that one out, but who cares? You got a 50. And that's one of the things I'm programming right now. I can select number of channels, quantities of channels I want to frequency hop on, from 5 to 50. I can select duty cycle on each one of them. How long are they going to be on? So they've got 50 channels that they can communicate on between each other. No single person is going to block all 50.
Okay. All right. I've been edumacated this morning. All right, I understand that a little bit better. You got some programming to do this morning. Did you finish your honeydew?
No, that's probably going to start around 10 o'clock after she leaves to go to work. I'm going to load everything up and go work on that, and I'll probably be back by noon or 1 o'clock.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and proceed with that concept that I talked about putting that ATOS on the top of my metal building, and I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot and see how it does, which means I've got to run up to the wireman at some point today, and if I take off and go over there at about 2:30, I can be back no later than 3:30, which would put me over at the airfield at about 4, because I'm already all loaded.
That'd work out better for me then. The same deal. That's better because I could run long. And then when I get back, I'm going to put everything up. And then I'm not even going to have anything loaded. So yeah, that works out fine for me. Later this afternoon. And that I noticed yesterday when I was flying. I mean, it's hard to see when the sun's direct overhead. It's hard to see in a video monitor. I had to get in the shade. And when you get in the shade, you're under a metal roof. And that's no good. So the later in the day, the better, at least for my kind of line that I'm experimenting with now. And you know what? I'm really, really bad at follow me because I tried to do follow me. I'll show you the video. It's plain as day when you're watching it on a screen and you're inside the house and you have the contrast with the monitor from the room light, ambient light versus the monitor light. You can see it going by the screen, and you can see me hunting for it. I just pan right off of it because you can see me looking back and forth, and it goes right by, and I'm just panning in the other direction. So I'm horrible at that. I've got to practice. I'm going to slow it down. It's flying at like 20 miles an hour between waypoints. I got to slow it down to like 5 miles an hour between waypoints so I can just sneak up on it and follow it really, really slow.
Well, 4 o'clock sounds perfect, and Now, I thought you were using a automated follow me.
W4DJW. I think the repeater's fixed. Hang on just a second. Let me let it drop to see if it's got a tone, a bleep at the end of the transmission. It fixed itself last night at 1 o'clock. I don't know if you noticed yesterday all day long. It didn't have a courtesy tone. It was like in backup mode or something like that. And I told Johnny we've got to go to the mountain today. If it doesn't fix itself this morning, then it fixed itself. So that's pretty cool. But yes, I will be putting a transmitter, a telemetry radio, inside your airplane. And it's all self-contained, and it transmits really low power, like 20 or 30 milliwatts. And because I'm going to stay right behind you. And you're going to be sending me your GPS coordinates from that telemetry radio. And then I'm going to be programmed to set you as my next waypoint. And then I'm going to get waypoints really quick from you. So you're dropping waypoints as you're flying along, and I'm going to those waypoints. And then I'm going to set inside your airplane not a region of interest, but a point of interest. And that point of interest is going to refresh like 30 times a second. So I'm going to be constantly looking at you because you're my new point of interest. So you remember when I told you when it gets halfway between here and this loop I was flying, it's going to turn around and look at us? That's the same concept. Same deal.
Okay. Now, listen, I can get that 182 down pretty slow. Now, will this compensate for speed differential if we've got a little bit of wind? Because have you heard the weather report? It's supposed to come in kind of windy this weekend. I don't know what it's going to be doing this afternoon. Hopefully it'll be nice and calm for this. But will what we're doing compensate for speed?
I have no idea. It's a learning curve for me and you both. I mean, we're both learning, so I don't know. I hope so, but what we'll have to do is keep our distance and not double back real fast. Just start off gradually flying a really big loop and just, slow flying. No fast turnarounds and go back in the other directions because we'll collide if we do that. The probability of colliding goes up tremendously if you just turn around real quick and go back in the other direction. Big, slow, gradual loops. Not vertical loop, horizontal loop.
Beginner trainer pattern.
Exactly. Two or three mistakes high. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. When I was hunting with the Mavic Mini, when I was hunting for the TVS, it was below the tree line, way below the tree line. And that's one of the reasons I couldn't see it, because it's black. And when you've got that much light from the sun, anything between you and the tree line that is that tiny just gets absorbed by the tree. So up higher, I was only 60 feet high flying that pattern because I only went out 500 feet. In the rectangle pattern that is going back and forth, it was doing like surveying a grid. And that grid was only 500 feet long and maybe 200 feet wide. And so it was only 60 feet high. But that's another thing. Get up higher, you got the background of the sky. It stands out in the background of the sky. Your airplane will stand out a whole lot better than down below the tree line.
About that, but you can buy some of these fluorescent tapes, small pieces of fluorescent tape, lime green or brilliant yellow. Is there a position on the sides of your drone where you could just simply attach a couple of, three or four pieces of this tape, one on each quadrant?
You're on the same track that Michael Hangberg and I were on when the engineer from BMW, he said, go get a strobe light. And so I got four strobes that go up, and I attached them to the antenna. And so it goes bang, 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 bang. And it just keeps repeating that. And that helped tremendously, but boy, does that consume the battery power. So the color, not really. The color is going to blend because it's so small. The colors, you can't get enough color on. Now, if you had the area of your moth wing, that red wing, and that's why Travis picked out your airplane. He didn't pick out who he was going to follow because I was the one flying your airplane. He picked out your airplane because your airplane had a big red wing, and he could follow it. So you need a lot of surface area like that wing, or you need a strobe light. And that strobe light, you got to be behind it, right? And because that strobe doesn't strobe in 360 degrees, it strobes in 180 degree direction.
I just remembered something. You do know I have nav lights on my 182, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there is a small red strobe at the top of my rudder.
That is the kind of thing that helps. And not having, like yesterday was a super bright day, and it was just, there was enough photons out there to drown anything out. So later in the day when the sun has more atmosphere to go through, you don't get as many photons, and it's not quite as bright. W4DJW.
Okay, well, you know what? Now, it just might be prudent, in the words of a former president, it might be prudent to wait until about 6 or 6:30, because I know you know, with the sun in its lower position, I know you'd be able to see the strobe at that point.
That's we're going to have to experiment with that. Yes, definitely.
Well, in that case, you want to just bump it an hour and go out at about 5 o'clock. It'll give you a little more time. Give me a little more time. And, you know, that would put us, you know, getting a little flying and experimental time in until the, you know, light level starts decreasing a little bit. Because last night I noticed that it was really starting to get twilight at around 7. And it was dark at 7:30.
So it is changing back, then we're getting less and less sunlight. The Earth is tilting in the other direction. Because I noticed not too long ago, last time I paid attention to it, it was like close to 9 o'clock at night, and it was still daylight outside. So we are losing that. Anyway, I've got the 900 megahertz telemetry radio off of the multirotor, so I've got to get these 70 centimeters working and mounted. So and I've got to leave to go do the honeydew. So if I don't get that done, then I won't be out there. If I don't get that 70 centimeter working, I won't be out there. But if I get it working, then yeah, 5-6 o'clock might be better.
5, and we'll see where we are. Okay. So hey, get back in there and get back at it, big guy. You know, hey. All right. Well, have a good day. Good luck with it. You know, I don't think there's much luck involved. You know, just sweat of the brow. 73, KN4 VW, clear
up your final. All right, sounds good. And just a heads up, I'm no good at following me. I'm really, really, it's bad. It takes a lot of practice, and I am really, I'm nothing like Travis. That's what we need. We need to get Travis out there. Anyway, have a good day. Catch you later. KN4 VW, W4 DJW, clear.
Before you go, do we know how to get in touch with him?
My only way to contact him is through Facebook, and he's in the military, so he may be in this area one day, and he may be out in Wyoming the next day. He's all over the map.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay. All right. I'm clear. KN4 VW clear.
W4 DJW clear.
Scratch. W4 NGU KN4 VW. Okay.